ze hebt ook een honger. Dat is awesome van het kanaal.
Call the meeting to order. Please silence the cell phones if you have one, or if you haven't already, do so. And John will lead us in the pledge.
Of course he can.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You're welcome.
Next item, this is the time for public comments on the current agenda. Would anyone like to comment? Oh, I should probably introduce the board and the staff first, starting down here, please.
My name is Robert Marks.
Ken Dean.
John Delabose.
Michelle Finley. Stephanie Hicks, Winchester Secretary.
I'm Chuck O'Neill, I'm planner of Clark County Comprehensive Planning.
Cameron Williams, Mr. Jim Cleon.
Thank you. Now is the time for public comments on the agenda. Don't see anyone who would like to comment. Next item is the approval of the minutes from our February 28th meeting.
Motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. And now the approval for tonight's agenda.
I move to approve.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Great. I don't see any informational items. And on to planning and zoning. First application, TA-0113-17, Nalox LLC. And this is an application to amend Chapter 30.44, Table 30.44-1, to modify the conditions for manager's unit. Is the applicant present?
I am. Liz Silk, 1980, Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. Just a quick background, I'm sure you guys know this. The project was approved prior for the apartments. They're coming back in to expand, and they would like to add another manager's unit to their project, which is where this text amendment is coming from. Under the current code, if they were to add another manager's unit, it would place them into the mixed-use development, and then they would have to comply with all of those rules as well. So what we are doing, we're trying to amend the text, so instead you come in with a special use permit under a waiver to allow for a larger unit or an additional unit instead of placing you into that mixed-use development. Staff is recommending approval. They don't see anything that would cause any negative consequences. And any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Sure.
Just one. Where is this?
Oh, here I have it.
When I think of Tanay, I always think of the west end of town, so.
Yeah, I think it's an enterprise.
Oh.
Yes, we're at every town board this evening and all week.
It's an enterprise?
No, this is actually a text amendment, though anytime somebody applies for a text amendment to actually amend the code, it's it's universal through the county, so
everybody gets it.
Yeah, text amendment has to go through all the town boards, planning commission, and then final.
Well, that makes it a whole lot more understandable.
A little far from you.
I thought it was a geographic moment here.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I figured you
didn't see the address on there.
Yeah, no, that was my issue, too.
We
need to pass it back because I wasn't kind enough to give it to her, so that was my mistake.
Oh, no, that's okay. I peeked over your shoulder.
Did you? Okay,
yeah.
Good. I just don't want to.
Any other questions from the board?
Disenfranchised. That was my only question.
No questions, no further questions. I'll make a motion to approve any staff conditions.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, miss.
item WS0099-17, Goosman Family is the applicant present. Okay, you're applying for a waiver of development standards to increase the area of a wall sign. A design review for a wall sign in conjunction with an existing restaurant on 1.2 acres in an H1 zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the south side of Convention Center Drive, 250 feet west of Paradise Road in Winchester.
Okay, I got it.
Take it away.
Good evening, Matthew Seibler, Moran Brandon, Bethesda, Moran. Here tonight representing Ruskin Family LP, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. They do business as Pierre's, which is on Convention Center Way in Paradise, but I believe my cross streets are correct. Pierre's had this land use entitlement previously. We actually just were approved 2 years ago. Unfortunately, due to people's vacation plans, we missed the deadline to renew, so now we have to reapply for this waiver of development standards again. This wall sign, if you look, it faces the convention center, and it's where the old beach nightclub used to be. There's that vacant lot right next to Piero's. They've had this entitlement for the last 2 years. It allows them to do advertising for events that are taking place along the property. If you read staff's recommendations, they acknowledge the fact that this has been approved before. However, they say that they don't feel the site is adequate to host events. If you've ever been to Pierre's, I'm sure you guys have. If you haven't, check it out. Wonderful restaurant. It has plenty of space. They host, I know our law firm, we have our Christmas party there every year. They have banquet facilities, they have room. And what they're trying to do is actually lease the entire restaurant to companies that come in during the convention and, you know, allow them to utilize the space and also to utilize the wall that faces the convention center to advertise their events that are taking place on the property. With that, I'd be happy to answer any other questions that you guys have that I may not have addressed, and I would ask that you would approve the waiver.
I should note to the board, I do business with Pierre's, and I don't know if that's
So, for instance, what was just there, like Concrete or whatever, the Con Expo or Concrete Expo or something? Exactly. They were holding an event for, I forget the name of the company, but they were doing their office party and things for the convention at their facility, and they leased the side of the building for their company.
So that was why that pro sign covered the entire side of the building?
Correct.
Which was so many times larger than this permitted was up.
Excuse me?
I said that's why that large sign was on the side of the building that was so many times larger than permitted.
Right.
Because this is only a 1,020 square foot sign, and that sign is way bigger. I go past it several times.
It should be on the land use application calls for the width of the building. It's a waiver to allow the signs to be bigger than what are actually allowed under the code.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe the reason why the sign is larger than the normal. That's what we're requesting, is to allow these to use.
So there was an event that for that company?
Correct. There was an event going on. I believe they had actually a few events going on property in that week.
Why was the first staff allowed to expire, sir? This is where honesty is very important.
Yeah, okay. So here, you probably know Evan. Evan was out of the country. Evan Lussman, who manages Pierre's and the family's business. I had prepared land use documents so that we could get these submitted to renew it in time. He he was out of the country on vacation over the summer, and he didn't get around to signing them until 3 days after his language expired. So that is why we have to go through this again. And, unfortunately, that's the position of ours.
I have a question for staff. Do you have concerns about it acting as an off-current sign, which is prohibited by the
country? Right.
But you're being honest.
Because it's not. So what happens is you get the underlying land use entitlement so we can even do the on-premise advertising. What happens after that, and if I remember the conditions that were imposed previously, because this is in time they've had for some time now, they're allowed 6 events per year, and it's 10 days per event. I think they only used it like twice over the last year that they had it or something. They don't use it too often. But then, if they do have an event, they pull 2 temporary commercial permits. One is the permit that allows them to have the event on the property, and the other one is to allow them to put up the sign advertising the event that's going to be taking place on premises. So they all are tied to something going on premises. Because you're absolutely right, off-premise signage is not another matter of it.
And one more question for staff. You're also concerned about this establishing a precedent. There's so many wall signs out there now, aren't we out of precedent?
Well, I think it's more a precedent on businesses in that area coming in more and more. I think we're probably going to see it anyway, because the next item is for a hotel where they're looking to put signage on another one of their elevations. And there's another hotel in that same area that also has land use to do basically the same thing. So
and that the precedent part really bothers me. Okay, thank you very much.
Any other questions or comments from the board?
Yeah, I have just one. I was noting your prior land use request, and it seems just to me, and this is speaking purely from reading what's here, that there's almost like a pattern of requests made and then having to get extensions, and I just, it's almost like the requests are made, but are these requests for things that have finite expiration periods? Is that the reason?
Precisely. So okay. So these land use entitlements are only valid for, I believe it was like 2 years, and then you have to renew. You have to actually submit an application to request the renewal of that 2 year period, which is why we're here today requesting the entire land use application again, because we allow that entitlement to expire instead of renewing it, so now we have to submit to the land use entitlement again.
So that's what happened basically with the parking, because that was 4 years later, and then that's what also happened with the live entertainment, because that was 3 years and then it was 5 years later. So the only point I'm making is the Glusmans are not new to missing these periodic deadlines.
No, they're not missing the deadlines on those. They're renewing them. Mm-hmm. The problem is just this one time.
Well, no, I thought you said they were 2 years. That's the only reason I said that.
But then you have the option to either renew, or if it expires, you have to reapply for the entitlement again, if I'm correct. Chuck, you might be able to help me out here.
Well, there is a slightly deeper explanation on these extensions of time.
Good.
Back in the day when we put a review period on an application, and the live entertainment is probably the best example, because staff wanted the applicant to come back and make sure there were no complaints from the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We used to call them extensions of time, and it got confusing because extensions of time could be for completion or commencement, mm-hmm. but they were also the application for review. So a couple of years ago, we actually created a new application called application for review.
Uh-huh.
So when we give somebody, say, a 2 year period to come back, now that's an application for review rather than an extension of time. So it does kind of cut down on that kind of...
takes the mud out of the water.
Right.
Got it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, no, that's perfectly logical. That's all. Thank you.
I mean, it's been approved in the past. As Bob said, there's a lot of science on that corridor. And during convention, it's crazy, you know, there's cranes and signs, and I personally don't see a problem with it, especially given on-site events. So, you know, I'll make a motion to approve with staff recommendations, staff conditions. I think those are all good conditions.
May I just ask one quick question, which I just noticed? Is this indirect floodlight illumination, are those the arms that hold lamps on your picture that you hung out that shine back on the sign? Is that what that's intended to clarify for us? It says non-illuminated signage area with indirect floodlight illumination. It's on the page.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at it. I mean, it's. I don't see any floodlights on the sign itself. I don't know if it may be like an indirect, like lighting comes in. But to the best of my knowledge, I'm not aware of any like floodlights on that building directly illuminating the signs or anything like that.
I have a question. Are you saying they're only allowed to advertise the restaurant?
No, there has to be a nexus between an event taking place on the property and whatever they're advertising. So I think before you arrived, I was explaining that, for instance, for the Concrete Expo, one of the vendors at the convention was using Kiro's property to have, like, you know, to develop business, having banquets and stuff, doing their office, you know, convention party there. And, you know, as part of that event was taking place, I think there was a few events over the course of the week on the property, they wanted to advertise that on the side of the building, and that would allow, or this would allow them to do so.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is there a way we can just approve, or, because there's signs all over the place, so is there something that we can do to approve them to be able to have signs when, like, maybe Expo Space just wants a wall? Because, yeah.
The off-premise advertising actually is not allowed under the code.
Right.
So there has to be a nexus between...
Right. This is really kind of a response to other establishments. When a convention comes to town and they have a convention in their convention center, mm-hmm. but it's not a company that actually has a storefront or a sales avenue in that establishment, they want to have their presence known at that particular building. So by approving a use permit this way, it allows, or actually a waiver and a design review, it allows that establishment to have the signage for their client that's going to be there for that limited amount of time.
Chuck, how did the Renaissance and Marriott and all of them get theirs?
Gotcha.
I'm just trying to help you out here. I'm just trying to see what happens. But I'm good with your emotion and with your emotion.
Okay. I'm good too now that I understand everything.
I'm good.
Move to approve.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Next item.
I'm sorry, that was approved.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, absolutely. One second. I'm going to be able to turn up.
Oh, you have another one?
That I wasn't lying. I actually do the narrative
as well. Oh, same spiel, gotcha.
So now you're kicking off your Pierrot's hat and putting on your...
Yes, sir.
So the
Is this Marriott or Spring Hill Suites?
It's Spring Hill Suites Marriott.
Marriott.
Next application, item WS-R0104-17, WMBX LLC. This is an application for a waiver of development standards for increased wall sign area. Design review for a wall sign in conjunction with an existing extended stay hotel, Spring Hill Suites, on 1.7 acres in an H1 zone in the MUD1 overlay district, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road, 300 feet south of Elvis Presley Boulevard. Athens here, please.
Again, your name, Ford. I'm at Josiah Rubin, Brandon Cody, Brand for WMB10 LLC, doing business at Spring Hill Suites Marriott. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this Marriott. It sounds like you are. It's directly... Well, actually, it's not even directly across the street anymore. Now that the convention center is expanded, It's kind of in the middle of everything. Now that, you know, the LVCBA has expanded its footprint onto Las Vegas Boulevard and it's torn down the Riviera, our properties, quite literally in the middle of everything. We've previously been approved, and we have a land use entitlement for a super graphic sign that faces directly towards the convention center. An issue came up a couple months ago where a vendor wanted to advertise on the other side of the building. We don't have a land use entitlement to allow them to do so, which is why we're before you today. It's just so that they can, you know, get greater exposure now that the convention center is kind of literally going around them at 360 degrees. We understand the conditions that staff placed on the original entitlement as far as, I think they're the same as far as what was placed with Piero's. I think they're limited 6 times a year, 10 days per event, and they can't have more than one sign up at a time, is what I remember. Which, obviously, we would agree with all those conditions if it were to be approved today. But it would give us another option so that, you know, it doesn't always have to be on that one side of the building.
So you wouldn't be able to wrap two sides at once?
From what I'm understanding, if we're approved, correct, because we can only be allowed one sign at a time. That's correct, right, Chuck?
That I haven't heard.
If you want to let us do two signs at a time, that would be awesome. And we would gladly accept that concession.
Or are you allowed one vendor to wrap the whole building?
We don't have all 4 sides.
So you're only allowed one side right now?
Correct. Now we're trying to get another side.
That's the south side.
You should just go for the 4 sides.
You know, hey.
You're here.
If planning will let me do it, why not?
There was all, there was a complaint filed.
That was due to the fact that, we put that sign on that side of the building.
They didn't have approval for the side of the building that was around.
Correct. So that's why we had to go back. And the advertising people went ahead and did that, and they didn't tell us. And they didn't contact us before even trying to file a permit for that.
So you wrapped the south and the east side without a permit?
No. South side we have a permit for.
Okay.
And it wasn't up yet. So south side was empty, but the east side they went ahead and did, and there wasn't a permit for it yet, which is why I'm before you today. We try to resolve that situation and get it down as quickly as possible.
But it says the south side was in violation. Yeah. That's why I said that.
That's because you didn't have a temporary commercial use permit.
See, I didn't say that to screw you up. I didn't, because that's what it says here.
I thought that you went in there, I submitted permits for that. You were there that day. I thought that, because the other side, only one sign was up at the time.
I think the sign was there already before you actually submitted them, and then
we approved it after, and she corrected it.
You put up the south one, and you removed the east one, and they closed the case. That's what they did.
Okay.
But you didn't have one for the south when you put that one up.
Right, so...
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I don't exactly recall how that all worked out, because obviously they didn't contact us before they decided to do this.
Not too smart, right?
So we were behind the ball on that one, but now that we were brought into the loop with Outdoor Solutions, we're here before you today and trying to do this right and get this all permitted so that this doesn't happen again.
Questions or comments, guys?
No
questions. No? Any questions from the general public on this? No. Anyone like to make a motion?
I motion to approve with staff recommendations.
Okay. Any seconds? All opposed?
I also motion to approve.
With staff recommendations.
I think it's a little excessive. I mean, it faces the West Bay Resort. When you're driving down Paradise, I don't know. As a guest of the West Bay, I can't imagine driving out and you can't leave the sign that day.
Well, I can understand the south side. I mean, the south side makes perfect sense because you're driving at Paradise and you can see it.
Right.
When you're driving on the front of it, that building is so skinny, before you know it, it's gone. It's only going to be good for pedestrians and the people that are staying at the Westgate.
So
for the most
part.
The
conventions only come in for like 3 days. So
yeah.
And then there's like sporadic. Yeah, so it's like they're trying to get, you know, and we want convention people coming to town to spend money. So this enables them to get the word out there, you know.
They're
going to
put the sign
up
anyways.
They're not.
Yeah, they are.
They do that sometimes. They really do.
So it allows them to get out there.
Do you want one on the north side of the building?
Snapchat it.
Do you want one on the north side of the building? It faces Turnberry so you can look it up?
Sure. Sure. You know, for 3-4 days, you know, if it's bringing business to Las Vegas, and, you know, the people installing me get business, you know, all the way around, you know, that's good for the economy here.
And keep in mind, they're only allowed to do this 6 times per year, and it's only 10 days per event. So it's not like there's going to be a huge
Heineken
sign.
Theoretically, it could be up 60 days a year, is what you're saying.
What's cool about New York when you go down, driving down New York? Well, all the signs and
what's
the,
cool
you know,
about New York is living high enough in a building that you don't see any of that.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about New York. I know because I've lived there.
But the millions of people that go to Times Square and see all these advertisements, it's, you know, it's a little different with us, but it's only 6 times they're allowed, so.
If there's no further comments, there's a motion on the table to approve, and all in favor for approval, those opposed,
aye.
Yeah, so, okay, so I'll make the motion for denial.
I'll second that.
All in favor of denial?
Aye.
I oppose.
And I mean, just so I'm clear, so I go back to my client, obviously, we're going to have to talk to, well, I'm going to have Mr. Moran talk to Councilman Lerner, Commissioner Giuliani. What's the issue with the sign? Just the fact that it faces the Westgate and...
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, for me, it's like the size and the amount beyond what's permitted.
The size on the other side, I think, is actually greater.
Right, so you already have that, and that's kind of a more relevant thoroughfare where people are actually driving and can make it with it. And, I mean,
it's like the Renaissance. They wrap either the north side or they wrap the west side, but they don't wrap the whole hotel.
We're not going to do both sides at the same time either. That's what I was trying to explain.
The one where Envy is located?
Yeah,
that's
Envy, they wrap. Yeah, Envy, they wrap both sides. They do. But we're not the final goals.
No, I just help you so that we can know your concerns as we get addressed.
Got it.
Okay.
And, you know, you might consider the fact that they might not be wrapped simultaneously.
They weren't going to be. That's what I was trying to explain earlier. It was going to be, they were allowed one sign at a time, from my understanding. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not actually a formal condition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's not. I read this carefully several times, and I got the impression that it's not a formal condition either. And that was where I think you think it was, and I agree with you. It should be, and if it were, you probably won't have an issue. But when the idea of doing both sides, I think is
okay.
That's my final personal thought. That's all.
Thanks, guys. Next item, general business. You don't see anything on there. And finally, any comments from the general public? No. Okay. Next meeting date is March 28th. Same time, same place, and if there's no further comments or actions,
I've got a couple of questions. I haven't been here. I mean, I lived here 20 years, and I worked the night shifts. I came from here. You can sleep till 6, 7 o'clock. Those gray walls, I don't know if this is the place to address this. Those gray walls along Bolivia. Can they be painted or muraled or not?
Which section of Desert Inn?
I'm talking from like Pecos down to Sandhill.
Pecos to where?
Sandhill.
Are they like on the backs of developments, or are these freeway overpasses, or what?
The walls. There's so many walls in the city. There must be hundreds of miles of walls. And they're ugly gray walls that go from like Pecos all the way down to Santa on both sides.
Probably the backs of homes, those communities, back fences.
With the property owner's permission, murals can be painted.
I don't believe that.
There's a one over by Chaparral High School where the art teacher there actually went and knocked on doors and got permission to paint the mural.
The reason I bring it up is because on the corner of Pecos and Desert Inn, somebody bought the color house and painted it a nice peachy color. Then he brought it around on Desert Inn and painted that peach. Then all of a sudden it turned gray again.
He painted it gray again?
No, it was nice and peach color, you know, wrapping around Desert Inn. All of a sudden one day it's back to gray again. And then I was coming off the ramp, this is about a couple of years ago, to Flamingo. And of course they have those gray walls that go on at infinitum. Somebody had painted a nice mural in the Hazel Crest neighborhood that covered about a quarter of a block.
Oh, I remember that.
It was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
I thought, finally they're going to put some color into these walls. Mm-hmm. A month later I come by, it's back to gray again. So that makes me wonder, I mean, are these walls untouchable? You can't paint over them? I mean, are there, is this city that conservative? They can't allow it?
But those walls are on private property.
Correct.
Well, I don't know if it's private property or not.
I think that same art teacher got painted the Hazelnut one too, or Hazel Crest rather. But if it gets tagged with graffiti and nobody's maintaining it.
So this was all new. This was all new. And it was, they must have spent a lot of money on it, or hired somebody to do it. It went on for about a quarter of a block. But I remember coming out the freeway ramp and seeing it. I thought, oh good, maybe they'll put more murals on our walls around here. Then it was all turned back to gray again a month later.
Yeah, the 100th neighborhood has a mural too. So to answer your question, yes, murals can be painted on the walls. But if they're getting tagged and people aren't maintaining them, people
call and complain about tags. So
I don't know if the county painted over it, or
if
a homeowner did. Maybe they, you know, got tired of
getting tagged.
Well,
it's been a curiosity about for some time, because I just wondered whether those walls can be painted or not.
Yeah. I would suggest maybe going to the property owner and introducing yourself, and maybe they would have some more information on that. Maybe they got tired of looking at it, or a neighbor might have complained, or maybe there was, as Tamara said, graffiti. You know, we've been seeing a lot of hateful graffiti in my neighborhood, which is down the street from here, so that could be it too.
And you know, we have ways of eliminating graffiti, I mean, stopping it before it goes up. I built a wall around a subdivision in Section 10, and I graffiti-proofed the wall with a clear coat, and it was a rough split face. God, if you'd graffiti that wall, you'd have never got it off.
Right.
And I, because of that, I graffiti-proofed the whole wall on the outside with a company from California, and they demonstrated. They tagged the whole thing black for a half a block, and got the water hose and just washed it right off after it was up there 3 days in the heat. So you can do that. You just have to do it. You just can't be a cheapskate. You have to do the wall, and then you graffiti-proof it. You can't just build a wall and then leave it. You have to protect it. You know, these people, they're so darn cheap with their money, they don't want to spend anything.
Okay.
So another issue is this growing LED lighting of storefronts, particularly along Desert Hill. And
all over the valley.
Oh, yeah, commercial center.
There's the worst offender is over near Mojave and Desert Hill. There was a smoke shop there. He not only ringed his storefronts with that bright LED light, they blink on and off, on and off, on and off. I mean, when I drive by there, I mean, it's such a distraction. I mean, I can't imagine myself even going into that store. I won't even patronize these stores that have these bright LED lights around their storefront. But is there no restriction on it in this community? No restriction at all? On limiting this LED lighting?
Not that I know of.
Me neither, I'm not aware of it.
It doesn't bother anybody?
I mean, it's not ideal to me personally, but neither is the pylon sign in front of the hospital on the end there, and the blind.
That isn't it true? You drive up to the intersection and it's so bright you almost can't see down Paradise.
You can just turn that down. It's like I know SLS they had to turn it down. They can turn that one down.
So who moved that lighting down there on Maryland, the Desert Inn, that it's so bright that it
we approved it, but we approved it not at full illumination to my recollection.
Yeah.
No, there's certain, like, sometimes the sign guys get a little, like,
yeah, I think somebody's dialed that up. Maybe we should ask about
tone
that.
Tone it down.
Yeah, because it can be first off, put a first ask and turn it down when they did, so maybe they just need it.
Yeah, and she asked that question because it's important, because that can be blinding and it can
I think it slowly worked its way up the dial a little because it's really bright now when you park at the corner to travel north on Maryland Parkway in front of Sears. Oh my God, you can barely see down Maryland Parkway.
So yeah, I guess it is legal as far as we know. But we meet every couple of weeks and the meetings are posted. Starbucks, fresh and fast business, so you're welcome to come back and speak on signage issues as they come up.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like it's getting completely out of control, especially with that smoke shop. I actually went into the store and I told him, I said, this is very annoying, particularly for us older people who are developing cataracts. I mean, everything is so bright anyway. Now with all this other LED lighting going on around, it's like you have to wear sunglasses at night.
Yeah.
Where is the smoke shop? You got AutoZone on one corner.
Right across the street in that shopping center. Somebody put a smoke shop in there, and he's got these bright LED lighting around his windows.
XO Liquor's been doing
it. And then there's also a blue thrown in. And they bounce back and forth. They blink all the time. And it's, my God, it's so annoying. And then there's other stores in there that also have their LED lighting. I mean, it's completely out of control. It's called light pollution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I've talked to him, and he says, no, he says, I can do what I want here. I says, all right, fine. You know.
Okay.
Well, it's a community concern, and generally, you can forward that up to Chris, I guess.
Yeah.
Give us feedback.
Let's note it on the record.
Okay.
Appreciate it. We'll adjourn the meeting for the night.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. That's what we're here for. We want to hear.
Sorry, guys.